It's a fancy way of saying hello. Look up here in the corner of the doorway. Here I am. Look, I'm waving.
Stretched across the upper part of the doorway was a big spider's web, and hanging from the top, head down, was a large gray spider. She was waving one of her eight legs at Wilbur in friendly greeting.
See me now?
Oh, yes, indeed. How are you? Good morning and salutations to you too. Very pleased to meet you. What is your name, please? May I have your name?
My name is Charlotte.
Charlotte what?
Charlotte A. Cavatica, but you can call me Charlotte.
Charlotte, I think you're beautiful.
Well, I am pretty, but then I'm a spider. All spiders are rather nice looking. I'm not as flashy as some, but I'll do.
And your web? Oh, it's beautiful too.
It's my home. It protects me, and I trap my food in it.
I'm so happy you'll be my friend. In fact, it restores my appetite. Will you join me?
No, thank you. My breakfast is waiting for me on the other side of my web.
Oh, what are you having?
A fly. I caught it this morning.
You eat flies?
Certainly. Flies, grasshoppers, beetles and moths. Anything careless enough to get caught in my web. Of course, I don't really eat them. I drink their blood. I love blood. I can't help it. It's the way I'm made. You have your meals brought to you. Nobody feeds me. I live by my wits. I have to be sharp and clever, or I go hungry. Anyway, if I didn't catch insects and eat them, there would soon be so many, they'd destroy the earth, wipe out everything.
Really? Well, I wouldn't want that to happen. Perhaps your web is a good thing after all.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have my breakfast.
Well, I've got a new friend, all right. Charlotte is brutal, scheming and bloodthirsty. How can I learn to like her? Even though she is pretty and very clever, it seems.
The early summer days on a farm are the happiest and fairest of the year. Lilacs and apple blossoms bloom. The days grow warm and soft. And now that school was over, Fern could visit the barn almost every day.
Hi, everybody.
Wilbur, here's a little piece of pineapple upside down cake for you. May I stay and visit for a little while?
Attention, everyone. I have an announcement. After 4 weeks of unremitting effort on the part of our friend, the goose, the goslings have arrived.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm pleased as can be.
What a wonderful day. Brand new goslings. How many goslings are there?
Seven.
Seven is a lucky number.
Luck had nothing to do with this. It was hard work and good management.
I thought there were eight eggs. What happened to the other one?
It didn't hatch. It was a dud, I guess.
Can I have it?
Certainly. Here you are. Roll it away. Add it to your nasty collection.
Oh, lovely.
But I'll tell you one thing, Templeton. If I catch you poking your ugly nose around my goslings, I'll give you the worst pounding a rat ever took.
All right.
A rat is a rat, but my friends, let's hope that egg never breaks. A rotten egg is a regular stink bomb.
Don't worry, I won't break it. I handle stuff like this all the time. I'll put it right here, under the trough, with my other things.
Imagine wanting a junky old rotten egg.
By the way, Wilbur, I heard the Zuckermans talking about you. They're very glad about the weight you're putting on.
Yes, I guess they are.
Sure they are.
At my age, it's a good idea to keep gaining.
You know why they're happy, don't you?
You asked me this once before, but you didn't tell me why.
Now, old sheep.
You have to know sometime.
Know what?
Wilbur, I don't want to spread bad news, but they're fattening you up because they're going to kill you.
They're going to what?
Kill you. Turn you into smoked bacon and ham. It'll happen when the weather turns cold. It's a regular conspiracy. I see the same thing year after year. John Arable arrives with his gun, shoots them.
Stop! I don't want to die. Save me, somebody. Save me.